Hello and welcome to 433, hosted by Gregory Gann. Sorry about that momentary glitch. Wanted the news to finish. So we're broadcasting from CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Underneath me now, you're listening to the famous cello concerto in E minor, performed by Jacqueline Dupré on cello. This is Edward Elgar's masterpiece, his last notable work, composed in the aftermath of the First World War. And so today's show is kind of dedicated to songs of lament, perhaps. I've been reading a really powerful book by Stefan Hvin. It's called Death in Danzig. And it's very unsettling. The subject matter is about the aftermath, or maybe even the last days of the Second World War in the city of Gdansk. It was a former free city, then occupied by the Germans and freed by the Soviet army. So maybe with that in my mind, I've been listening to a lot of music, this being amongst the many pieces. So I will let you enjoy the fourth movement of the cello concerto by Edward Elgar. Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go, that was Elgar's Cello Concerto in E minor, the fourth movement, with Jacqueline Dupré on cello. Haunting piece, and this is the quintessential recording of the concerto. So this program has featured quite a bit of sorrowful music, I suppose. A lot of music that commemorates some of the more tragic history of the 20th century. Of course, the program itself is dedicated to new music, which in many ways at the turn of the century and onwards has been dedicated with or committed to answering some of the big questions, you know, through many different forms. The next piece I wanted to play for you is by Henryk Gorecki. This is Symphony Number 3, Symphony of Sorrowful Songs. I won't have time to play the full piece. It's 53 minutes long. But I wanted to dedicate this particular work to Vera. Now, a short story about Vera. I just moved to Vancouver about 2 years ago, and my partner and I moved to the West End, right by Stanley Park. I think we were settling in and getting our cable or internet set up or whatever, waiting for the cable guy, and it took just about the whole afternoon. And really frustrated, I left the apartment and sat on a bench at Barclay and Chilco. You know, I don't know what I was doing. Smoking cigarettes. Cursing the cable guy. And at that moment, an older woman with a walker walked up to the bench where I was sitting. She was wearing a beret and had extremely bright eyes. And she asked very gently, "Do you mind if I join you?" And I said, "No, of course." She sat down and we started talking. Told me she was from the Czech Republic, former Czechoslovakia. And, you know, as her story unfolded and my story unfolded, she asked lots of questions. I found out that she was a survivor of Auschwitz. And my jaw just dropped. She dedicated the last few decades to giving volunteer presentations, telling people about the Holocaust. So if you've ever been lucky enough to be at one of those lectures, I wanted to dedicate this piece of music to Vera. You've just heard the first movement of Symphony Number 3, Henryk Gorecki, the Symphony of Sorrowful Songs. I'm afraid I can't play the whole piece, but the melody is so incredibly beautiful, so haunting. And I'd encourage you, if you were touched by this piece, to research a little bit about the texts. They're also really incredibly tragic. So I wanted to play one more work for you. This is by Dmitri Shostakovich, and this is the fourth movement of Symphony Number 7, the Leningrad. It was composed between 1939 and 1940, and many people see this as a kind of criticism or maybe condemnation of the German invasion of the Soviet Union. Others have interpreted it as a kind of silent but strong criticism against Joseph Stalin and his totalitarian regime. So I'm going to play a few public service announcements beforehand to let you know about some upcoming events, and then we'll launch straight into Dmitri Shostakovich's Symphony Number 7, the Leningrad. I will play the fourth movement, which is about 15 minutes long. And you've been listening to 433, a program dedicated to new music, with your host Gregory Gann. This on CITR's 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is my new time slot between 6 and 7 p.m. on Mondays. And if you have any questions about anything you've heard tonight, please don't hesitate to write me at atheoryofhappiness@yahoo.com. So this show has been quite sad, maybe in part owing to the book that I'm currently reading, which is Stefan Hvin's Death in Danzig. And I'm reminded that 1939, September, the German army invaded Poland. And so maybe to commemorate the 74th anniversary of this very sad date, we will launch into Symphony Number 7 after the short break. Meanwhile, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Tune in again with me next Monday, and have a great week.
Ever thought about studying abroad? Visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Thursday, September 26th at the Vancouver Convention Center East Wing to meet with universities from around the world offering post-grad, undergrad, and diploma programs abroad. Find out more about admission requirements, programs, and scholarships. Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. Expo opens at 3 p.m., but come early at 2 p.m. for our feature seminar on scholarships. Admission is free. Check the website for more info at www.studyandgoabroad.com.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
a two-day festival of artists publishing in the heart of downtown at the Vancouver Art Gallery. Come immerse yourself in the awesomeness of books, magazines, zines, and printed ephemera. Artist talks, workshops, performances, panel discussions, and installations will provide you with a multi-sensory experience that expands beyond the printed page. Free and open to public, the event takes place on October 5th and 6th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, visit VancouverArtBookFair.com.